On a wintry day, with the sky flecked with snow flurries and then sunny periods, we met at 2 p.m. at Salisbury Cathedral. We paid a modest entry sum, and with our guide, Shirley Reeves, a Spire U3A member, and a Blue Badge guide, we began a quest to find 6 places with the Radnor name inscribed. We found our first name in the nave on the Hungerford Tomb, and we found the Gorges Tomb near the east end. The Gorges preceded the Pleydell Bouveries, who became the Radnors later at Longford Castle. This castle we visited last year, and if you click on the symbol you can see how we got on. The Gorges Tomb is a delight. It has many geometric three-dimensional shapes carved upon it besides the gorges themselves. Inscriptions in Latin tell the story of how they got rich, but this is depicted also by the ship carved at the top of the tomb. This ship was wrecked off the Isle of Wight and was allowed to be plundered by them, and it held vast wealth. At the south aisle we saw the 2 large Radnor windows designed by Mary, Countess of Radnor. Part of the design incorporated grey-green glass in imitation of medieval glass, of which there is an example nearby. Just along from here is the tomb of the Mompessons. We then processed to the Guildhall. Here we found many more references to the Radnors, one of whom was generous enough to donate £3,000 to rebuild the burnt-down council chamber. Finally, some of us had refreshments at the ancient tea rooms of the Cross Keys. This building is fascinating in itself, being so quaint and old. The owner said it was a Grade 2 star listed building, making it a rare gem of Salisbury, which has the added advantage of delicious cakes and beverages,